You're locked on FC Hockey's Future Focus. Bringing you closer to the top names in the NHL entry draft than ever before. Now, here's Aaron Vickers.
Welcome to another episode of Future Focus. I'm your host, Aaron Vickers, joined by Edmonton Oil Kings goaltender Sebastian Cosa. And Sebastian, before we get into your game a little bit, I want to talk to you about your teammate, Dylan Guenther. And you see him in practice every day. You're the goaltender that's probably taken the most shots against him over the course of the past 365 days or so. What makes him so dangerous as an offensive player?
Yeah, just his IQ, his shots ridiculous. Obviously, we all know that. But his IQ, his savviness around the net. He's just great with the puck. He knows where to put it and knows how to get in the back of the net.
On the ice, his talents are pretty clear, as you just described. Off the ice, what kind of personality does he have in the dressing room or away from the rink?
Yeah, he's a leader. He's dedicated to hockey. Really good guy, good friend. Everyone likes him. Nothing bad to say about him. He's an easygoing guy. Just focused on hockey.
The two of you being highly rated prospects for the 2021 NHL draft hasn't been the easiest sort of roller coaster for you guys at the same time. Everybody's sort of in the same boat. But how much do you bounce off each other, the ideas and the stresses and the complications and just the general atmosphere around trying to navigate your way to the 2021 draft?
We have quite a bit of guys who have obviously not went through this experience, but a couple guys went through the NHL draft before. So talking to Matthew Robertson or Jake Neighbors, obviously last year, there's quite a bit of people here that you can talk to about if you have questions or anything like that.
What's it like being a goalie through all this? It's one thing to be a position player, but a goalie not getting any reps, not getting any shots, not really seeing a whole lot of ice. You know, goaltenders typically have to be the strongest mentally of all teammates on the ice. And obviously this is a mental challenge. What's it like to be a goalie going through this process?
Yeah, it's tough. Like you said, you can't really replicate it off ice, the stuff we do on ice. So it's definitely tough. I hadn't skated before a lot before this camp, but it's good to get back on the ice. But yeah, definitely the tracking, skating, everything, just watching the puck, it's all kind of new to me after being off the ice for so long. So it's definitely tough.
What are the skills that you focus on? You mentioned not being able to get on the ice, but are there certain things you can replicate or certain areas of your game you can develop or develop further away from the rink?
Yeah. Me and my goalie coach, Curtis Muka, went over a lot of film this summer, just over last year, and kind of looking for areas to improve. And just what I have to do this year to kind of make up for that.
That's difficult for a goalie to be off the ice as much. I mean, even just moving around, having half your gear on and sliding around the ice. How does it feel now knowing you're so close to getting back to a game situation and getting back to the game that you do love?
Yeah. It's exciting for sure. There's still a lot of steps to get back to game shape and game mentality. It's obviously very different, but still going over film when I'm on the ice, really focusing on tracking and my skating movement and cardio. I'm going to be ready.
Is it harder for a goaltender to find his groove after such a long layoff? You look at the NHL and their return to play and goals were up immediately and things of that sort. It's as much as teams playing in front of the goaltender, but as a goaltender, how long does it take for you to get into a rhythm to feel like you're 100% back?
It's definitely tough. But even tracking the puck, if you haven't been on the ice for a while, you can obviously do hand-eye stuff off the ice and some reaction stuff, but it's never going to be the same as getting shots. So yeah, it's definitely tough. I'd say probably a week of being off for a while.
And how is the body feel? How does it hold up? Cause it's going to be a lot of action in a shorter period of time. Have you prepared? I mean, it's a physical preparation, but in the sense of that, it's also a mental preparation as well like I had mentioned earlier, it's a short runway for a lot of the draft eligibles and trying not to do too much with the ice time that you do have.
Mentally, I feel like I'm in a good state. I'm not really focusing on that too much. Just focusing on on the team and myself personally. And then physically, I had a great 11-12 months off. I had a really good workout plan this summer. So physically, I'm feeling great.
A lot's happened and a lot hasn't happened over the course of the last 11 months. I think it's fair to say, obviously there was some Hockey Canada participation for you. Not a lot of actual ice time for you to hone your craft. But when you look back to the break, where do you feel like you're able to pick up the momentum you had from last season and run for it in this one?
Just kind of with my game when it was stopped last year. I had a lot of confidence, obviously. We were playing really well as a team, and I was playing well individually. So just kind of getting back to where I was last year and then building on that. This summer I was doing really well, and then got to shut down again. So just kind of picking back up again here.
It's a lot of stop-start, especially in the province of Alberta. One thing that won't stop is the draft scrutiny, especially now that you'll be back on the ice. Is it really easier to park it this time around, though, given that, one, it is such a short schedule that you will have, and two, it's just a lot of things have been put into perspective over the course of the last 11 months?
I don't really feel it anyway. To be honest, I don't really try and focus on it too much. Just like when I play my game, people are going to watch that, and I'll let my game do the speaking for itself.
You mentioned your game. How would you describe yourself as a goalie, and are there particular goaltenders in the NHL that you try to pick parts of their game out of to implement into your own?
Yeah, I'm a big goalie. I'm 6'6". I'm athletic in my crease. I'm positionally well, good hands, can make the pass, 8-10-foot pass really well. Talk to my defense a lot. Kind of a third defenseman back there. Just confident goalie.
How excited are you to get this thing back rolling and getting back on the ice and just getting back to some sense of normalcy, not only for just yourself, but for your teammates and I imagine the community, hockey community as a whole at this level?
Yeah, definitely. I can't put it into words, honestly. It's amazing getting back here with the guys here and kind of getting back into routine right now. So it's extremely exciting and can't wait to look forward to it.
Sebastian, thank you so much for your time. Good luck in the WHL season and the 2021 NHL draft.
Perfect. Thank you all.
Thanks for listening along. Be sure to keep it locked to FC Hockey so you don't miss the latest news, notes, and interviews featuring the NHL entry draft.